USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Democrats are saying that President Trump's recent call to limit birthright citizenship is fear-mongering ahead of the midterm elections. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi saying last night it's a gimmick.
Well, this is just more of the same of what he has been saying, taking babies out of the arms of their moms, putting them in cages, warning about a caravan that's over 1,000 miles away.
She was speaking on CBS's Late Show with Stephen Colbert. President Trump paid his respects to the 11 victims of Saturday's shootings at a Pittsburgh synagogue yesterday. He and the First Lady visiting the Tree of Life Synagogue. They were joined by his daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner, who are both Orthodox Jews. Boston's victory parade for the world champion Red Sox will step off at 11 o'clock Eastern Time this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.